This is a duplicate tape of Ms. Elsie Lee Tin Wong.
Tape 2.
Duplicating from a 90-minute tape to a 60-minute tape.
Some of the jobs that most Chinese engage in, Elsie, do you happen to know?
A little bit of everything.
For
especially
instance?
Younger set.
For instance, what? What kind of a specific
engineer,
job?
Mainly.
You mean before the war they were engineers?
Oh, yes.
Do you happen to know quite a few?
I guess I did.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you go see all these tennis players, they all turn engineers.
Mm-hmm.
They all turn engineers.
Now, what would you consider an average income in the pre-war period?
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Now, before the war, expenses, the cost of food was very low, huh?
Right.
Then, how would that compare with the income during a pre-war year?
I live very well because the food is reasonable, utility is reasonable, gasoline is reasonable. You don't need so much money to live on.
Mm-hmm. Now, did most Chinese live near other Chinese at that time?
Not necessarily so. They scatter all over. Especially younger generation move away from Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did people do with the money they save up at that time? Did they gamble it away?
No, they usually save it for their children's education.
And did some of them put them in a bank?
Oh, yes.
Or did they send them back to China?
No, they didn't send them back to China anymore before the war. The country was too unsettled at that time.
Mm-hmm. Do you happen to know any Chinese who were involved in politics in China?
I guess I did.
Who? Can you name a couple?
Like my sister-in-law. They were in the foreign service.
I see. So they were working for the Chinese government then?
Right.
Foreign service. Where were their office?
Well, they were in Los Angeles, consulate office.
All right. What position, was it your sister or your brother-in-law?
A brother-in-law.
I see. What position did he hold?
At that time, he was vice consul.
What was his name?
Hui Xiucheng.
Hui Xiucheng?
Yes.
Then after that position of vice consul, did he go up any further in the ladder?
Oh, yes. He went all the way up to ambassador and then foreign minister of foreign affairs, North American affairs.
And then what else? How long did he stay in the consulate service?
Oh, he, from the consulate, went higher up to the ambassadors and then the minister of foreign affairs.
And when he was the Minister of Foreign Affairs, then he would have stationed in Formosa then.
Right.
And how long did he stay there?
He moved all around too. He only retired only last year.
Uh-huh. Where is he now?
In Oakland.
I see. Then besides your own brother in politics, who else do you happen to know?
Yes. Well, since I've been working in the health department, I do get involved with the Japanese ladies. Is very active in the Democratic Party, local politics.
Oh, you're talking about the local press and local politics. Okay.
And then when I, being an Asian Employee Association, we get in quite a bit of county politics,
mm-hmm.
office and employee relations, stuff like that.
Now, you see, some time ago we had a depression, I think beginning in 1929. Were the Chinese in LA affected by this depression?
I'm sure they must have.
What else do you know about it?
There were lots of unemployment. Mm-hmm. But at that time I was working with the high school kids at the Chinese Congregational Church. I was being a recreation leadership. I took care of the basketball group team.
Mm-hmm.
And I came in contact with the minister at the church there, and I often asked, consulted him, well, how many are in welfare? And he told me, there are not too many Chinese families in welfare, but there are a lot of single men
mm-hmm.
on welfare.
How do you suppose it was that way, not too many Chinese families on welfare?
Well, they have lots of pride. They don't want help from the
mm-hmm.
government.
But how did they stay alive?
Skip, I suppose.
And what else?
Mm. Oh, yes, there's a wicked sewing factory.
Who worked in the sewing factory?
The women.
The women, huh?
Oh, yes.
To help support their family.
Oh, yes.
Mm. How about the children? Did they work part-time, too?
Well, they had a hard time finding a job those days. I don't really recall.
Now, besides yourself, did you see hostility among your friends and neighbors?
Oh, I always feel it. Even when I was in Long Beach, I can feel it.
You could feel it, but did
you? They wouldn't allow us to buy the place. There was only one place we can buy.
I see.
My father had a hard time buying a house in Long Beach.
I see.
When the first came. And then we bought the house on the 24th Street. The lady, the German lady across the street, tried to tell me that I'm not supposed to move in at that time. So I said, well, you don't want to move in, why did you buy the place? I'll go somewhere else where I'm more welcome.
No, you mean the street that you live in now?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yes, yes.
What year was that when you bought it?
It must have been about just before the war.
Just before the war.
Pearl Harbor.
And your neighbor were resentful that you wanted to buy the house.
The house, right.
And what did that lady say to you?
She says, do you know this place was restricted?
Mm-hmm. And what did you
say? I said, it doesn't really matter. If you don't want us here, why'd you buy this place? I'll go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Then what did she say?
She didn't say anymore. She didn't want to buy my place out.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'll move out right now.
Then after you you talked to her that way,
uh-huh.
how did she treat you?
Well, we never associate with each other. We're just neighbors. We don't talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, a few years after that, the whole neighbor, there was a Korean family move in, and they petitioned to get them out.
Mm-hmm.
And a black family.
Did they get them out?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. But they didn't threaten me. They threatened my neighbors.
Mm-hmm. And then what else did they do?
That's it. They tried to petition them out. So at the time I wanted to get out of escrow. They won't let me get out of escrow. They said, no, you have to take it.
But if you could, you'd probably much rather get out.
Yes.
In other words, not buy the house.
Yes, but my attorney advises, go ahead and take it because it's a good neighborhood, not bad, you know,
mm-hmm.
at that time.
So what happened to your neighborhood now?
Completely changed. You moved in
1940, and now it's 40 years ago.
20 years, everything changed over.
20 years later,
yes,
everything changed over.
You're right.
And what kind of neighborhood do you have now?
All Blacks.
Uh-huh. All Blacks.
Two Chicanos. Mm-hmm. Best fellow.
Uh-huh.
All the Korean, all the my Asian neighbor had moved out. Except one Japanese family corner, that's the only one left.
Well, is it a fairly good neighborhood still? Is it a safe neighborhood?
Oh, no. No place is safe in town.
Mm-hmm.
But it's multi-drilling, you know, so it's...
It's what?
Multi-drilling, mostly.
Oh, multiple drilling.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Like here, you're a little safe because you're single drilling. You have less of the odds and end people, transit coming in.
Now then, would you consider the Chinese to be done, to have done better or worse than the general population of Los Angeles?
They've done very well.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think, as a general employment is concerned, they have not done as well as the, as far as county service is concerned, they haven't done as well as the Japanese do.
Could you explain a little further?
Seem like the higher position, higher administrative position, have all gone to the, a lot of the Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And a few years ago, there were a lot of, Chicano was screaming a lot, so they have a lot of the position just because they're Chicano. And about last 2 years, the Black has gotten into power.
Mm-hmm.
But seem like they cannot handle so well. For a long time in the county, us Asian were not considered minority. I said, well, we're not minority, and we must be majority. And he wouldn't agree with that either. So that was affirmative action we were working on.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Have you ever compared the Jewish with the Chinese in the way of doing business?
Oh, yes.
Do you think the Jewish are smarter than we are?
No, about the same, I guess. They have their little ways, and we have ours.
But who has advanced more?
I guess the Chinese have.
Because
the Jews have always been already, you know, quite advanced.
I see.
But the Chinese in business have gone all over, in Beverly Hills, and the Chinese have progressed quite a bit. Like even in Beverly Hills, there are a lot of Chinese living there now.
Mm-hmm. Now, where did you meet your husband?
More or less on a tennis court. My first husband.
But how about this second one?
I knew him before. Knew the family, you know. I knew his older brother. And I know both of his brothers had gone to school.
Now, among the American-born Chinese like you, Did or do many of them go back to China to get married?
No, not at all.
Why is that?
We don't know enough Chinese. We just don't fit in.
Would you like to go back and just marry a Chinese man who has never been to America?
No, that was one of the warning I had. Those that proposed or interested in me, they were only interested because I was born in this country, they wanted to come to this country. And I was on guard. Actually, we don't fit in.
Mm-hmm.
Life is really rough over there, without the background.
Now, were the Chinese born, were the American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons instead of daughters?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
We don't.
Now, you probably have friends who have married out of the race or things like that. What do you think of interracial marriage?
Most of them have a rough time. You have to be well adjusted. And of course, a lot of the old-fashioned family, they disown the child when they marry outside the race. I have known a lot of girls that have that happen to them.
When you say outside of race, what combination
black
is that?
Mary black.
Mm-hmm. But if they marry to a white, what would happen?
They don't have so much objection.
Mm-hmm. Do you happen to have some close friends who are who have interracial marriage?
Yes, I do.
How do they get along?
They work out fine.
What kind of combination is
it? I usually white. I have both kinds. One that worked out, one that didn't work out.
I see. Now, the one that worked out, what age group are they? When they were first married?
Most of them first married was college.
Oh, college. In the early 20s.
In the college age group, yeah.
They're between American girl and Chinese boy.
Yeah, met in college, usually.
How long did it stay together?
I don't really know. But usually, generally, they worked out all right.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now there's a lot more divorce than used to be, though.
Mm-hmm. Even among the same race.
Yeah.
Now, did most Chinese feel it was important for their children to attend Chinese school?
In the old days, yes. Not now.
Did your son learn Chinese?
No. No. Mm-hmm. They went to school for a little while, but they didn't learn anything.
Mm-hmm. But do you really care whether they learn some Chinese or not?
Well, I got to the point I didn't care.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Because I feel like they're handicapped. They would stop them a little. Slow them down.
If they learn another language other than English?
Mm-hmm. Unless you just practice at home all the time.
Now, right now, do most people, most Chinese, hope to return to China to live indefinitely?
No, no such thing.
Do you think most of them would like to go back there for a visit?
Oh, yes. Everybody likes to go back for a visit. Most everybody, not everybody though. They're very skeptical.
Would you like to go back for a visit?
Oh yes, I do, all the time.
Mm-hmm. What makes you feel that you feel like going back for a visit?
Because I like to learn more about the country.
Because you had been there once before,
yes.
Right?
And everything is new to me and I like to know my roots. I'm very proud that we have very old culture.
You know, in the American movies, sometimes you see Chinese portrayed very funny characters.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
I never watch them. Couldn't stand them.
When you see the movies, what do you do?
Charlie Chan. I just turn them off. unless I know someone is playing the part. I know the person. That's the only time I watch. I'm just curious how they work out as an actor.
Other than turning off the TV, what else did you do, or would you like?
I watch other programs like 60 Minutes, those Odyssey or Nova.
Did you or your friend ever try to make a protest?
No, I guess we.
Why not?
Too busy.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know friends that black that work for the. Sort of a human relation, labor relations, and I heard the Chinese have complained about Hollywood not giving them a part, working as a Chinese part, according to their standards.
Mm-hmm. Now, what type of jobs would most Chinese consider the ideal for themselves or for their children?
Doctors and lawyers.
Why doctors and lawyers?
That's why they think they make good money.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
Everybody else is dreaming. And then the engineer, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Now tell me, Elsie, the best year of your life, which part or which area that you consider is the most enjoyable or the best part of your life?
Well, all my life have been quite different and interesting.
All your life, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I have some variations of time and changes and.
Mm-hmm. Now then, what part of of your life is the most difficult?
Oh, when I first got married.
Oh, really?
First got married, very difficult.
Why was it so difficult?
Because
you already knew the man.
The in-laws, I didn't understand. And then my family changed quite a bit, too.
Now, the in-laws, of course, they were new to you.
Yes.
But your own family, what kind of changes did you have?
Well, they still have certain problems, and they would come to me.
Oh,
even though I'm married and gone, well, they still come to me with their problems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been the older sister.
Mm-hmm. But then for your husband's family, what kind of problems that bother you to make life so difficult for you?
Well, I didn't.
Were you living with them? The
I didn't live with them.
Oh, how many children?
There are 10 of them, 12 of them.
12 children in your husband's
family. So,
but even though you did not live with them, what kind of problem did you have?
I never could understand when my father and mother-in-law was alive, we were always invited to the house to family reunion. My family would, all my sister-in-law would always treat me die-so, you know,
mm-hmm.
treat me very, very nice. But when I try to invite them to my house, they never want to come, make all kind of excuses.
Mm-hmm.
They think I'm not capable, I don't know why, but they always hesitate, because
mm-hmm.
I haven't been in the family that long.
But did you ever try to find out?
I tried to, but it was something I just never could understand.
I see. So was that the relationship all through these years?
Oh, no. On the surface, it's always been very good.
No, I mean, it's always that something behind it then.
Well, after my sister-in-law moved in and lived with me, then I realized how they behave, you know, then I understand.
Which sister-in-law moved in with you?
Grace.
Oh.
Grace lived with me. When the husband went overseas, Grace came and lived with us. And the girl, and little brother, she tell me about the family.
Why was the family that difficult?
Well, because like buying something, they didn't like it, you know.
What?
Like buying a sewing machine, they didn't like it. So I learned never to buy it because sister would want a bag or something. I didn't care.
So
things like that.
Now, what are some of the things that you remember the most?
Well, I tell you, when the family reunion at Christmas time was really quite a family affair.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many of us, there's so many.
When you say family reunion,
it's a Lee family.
You mean your own family?
Yeah, yes.
Uh-huh.
And we have so many and we have so much fun, you know, it's not a big family. We do have lots of happy times.
So, in another word, you were very close, you are still very close to your own family.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Always.
But how about your first husband's family?
We're never that close.
No, now especially.
Now we don't see each other at all.
Oh.
After since the parents die, well, the only reason we get together is because of the old man and the old lady. So
mm-hmm.
It's just very distant.
So now it's really nothing.
Nothing, nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I've hardly ever seen my brother-in-law. It's just some special
mm-hmm.
reason.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about your relationship with the Caucasians, or the white people that we call it?
We never get that close socially.
Mm-hmm. Do you still go visit with some of them sometimes?
I never visit with my friends. I just don't have time.
You just know them or work with them at work?
Yeah, but those work, just working friends, that's it. But in Long Beach, when I was going to school, my Caucasian friends were very, very close, except when it comes to their own private birthday party, they never invite me. And when they get married, go to college, they never invite me. Only one girlfriend, my closest, the best girlfriend, would invite me. That's it. And it's just always the distance. Even though I see them every Friday night at the YWCA, they teach me to dance, we play bridge. We do everything together, and we go for conference together, but there's always that distance.
Mm-hmm.
I was always isolated.
Now, I understand you are quite a tennis player. You are very popular with a whole lot of tennis players. Tell us something more about your tennis life. Have you met some important people in the tennis field?
Well, when we start the tennis club in Chinatown, we used to meet every Saturday. Sunday afternoon at Zhonghua, or one of those halls down in Chinatown. And after the tennis meeting, we would play ping pong there and meet a lot of kids were high school age and college age. And
about what year was that, Elsie?
That was about 30s.
In the 30s.
Yes. And that was the first time I realized, get to know Chinese people. I didn't know it. I didn't have any Chinese friend at all before that. Except when I was in high school, I went to the YWCA conference.
In Long Beach.
Long Beach. I was one of the delegates to go to a CNR conference in Monterey. This is the first time a Chinese girl from this Maywa Club from Los Angeles, they sent two delegates. It was Dora, Tom, and Olga. They were there. So that was the only first time that Chinese friends get to know and talk to them. Then when we joined the Chinese tennis club when I moved in town, it was great fun. All my friends were Chinese, all tennis players. Mm-hmm. And then when the Davis Cup play came through town, we would...
Davis Cup team from where?
Davis Cup team from China.
From China, okay.
Came through, we would have them stay at my home. And then Andrew Jew was taking them out to the LA Tennis Club to practice.
Who was Andrew Jew?
Andrew Jew was our first manager at the tennis club.
I see.
He was the first engineer in UCLA. And he just retired a few years ago. He was the first Chinese engineer at UCLA. Graduated UCLA and went to work at Douglas, Santa Monica, all those years. Mm-hmm. And
then did you meet some new people who came from China in the Davis Cup team?
Yes.
Who were they?
They were Hersing-Gay and...
Hersing-Gay.
And Guy Ho. Mm-hmm. When they came through here, we entertained them. Then, of course, every other year we go up to San Francisco and meet all the fellows, tennis players in San Francisco. When they come down, we alternate.
Do you still have any contact with Hersing-Gay and his...
No, we completely lost those years. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I have the experience with it. 1932, I was hostess in Long Beach.
For what?
For the Oriental Chinese... member of the Olympic team that came down, the women.
Olympic team.
Teams, yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you meet or make any new friends?
No. Well, just once meeting, that's about all. Mm-hmm.
That 1932 Olympic hostess experience, how long did it last?
Oh, just the one meeting, one luncheon, that's all. Mm-hmm. Well, no. Because they're worse than any other... Oriental girl in town. I was the only one, so they asked me.
What else would you like to tell us about your tennis experience?
Well, my tennis experience, when I went to China, naturally I played. At 55 I went to China, I went to get to play in the Tokyo Tennis Club. I played.
Oh.
And when the first time I went to play in South China.
You play for South China.
Play at the club.
Oh, South China Tennis Club in Kowloon.
Kowloon, yeah.
Oh. Kowloon-tong.
Kowloon-tong. No, South China. Kowloon-tong was newer, came later.
Oh, South China, that's in Hong Kong side.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And then Kowloon-tong on the other side. But I didn't never play in Kowloon-tong. That was brand new at that time.
Did you meet some new friends there?
Oh, yes. Almost married one.
Oh. Do you have any contact with any one of them now?
Yes, I do still. Now I'm going to write letters to my friend. So when I visit Tokyo, when their family's there, I get to visit them. And then their relatives are south in Sydney, so I visit them. So a few years ago, the friends from Sydney came to visit me.
Yes.
So now my sister's going there to visit them, the Sydney family, because they turn out to be related to my sister. Mm-hmm. When
now,
the boys married.
Do you continue with your tennis?
Not much. But I followed up in the newspaper. That's the only thing I read in the newspaper to keep up with the tennis. I watched the tennis tournament Saturday afternoon when this match. That's one of my recreation, come to think of it, the tennis tournament.
Wonderful.
Pacific Southwest. I watch.
Have you won any tournament?
No, never. Just wanted to have a lot of enjoyment, a lot of fun.
Wonderful.
So I think at one time you played with Parky. What was his, the Jew family out of Berkeley?